Today, we have a mentee with us whose life has been impacted by the efforts of the Hudgens Transitional Entrepreneurship Lab. Shalika Young is the founder of Restore Hope, a biblical counseling ministry which offers individual, group, marriage, and family faith-based counseling. She has a passion and desire to help struggling people know how to implement biblical solutions for life's varied problems. Today and tomorrow, Shalika is a certified biblical counselor and employs a multifaceted approach to counseling which addresses the whole person. Whole person biblical counseling is transformative on every level: spiritual, emotional, relational, mental, physical, and financial. Shalika delivers life-giving hope to the hurting and compassionate care to the suffering. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Kia, for having me.
What made you become an entrepreneur?
Well, I am an engineer by trade. I went to school to be an electrical engineer, and I finished graduate school as well, receiving my MBA. So I've always just wanted to help people. So when I look at things in the world, I look at all of these varied problems, and then I start to try to see if maybe I can provide some solutions to all these problems that I can see or that I'm seeing. So that's really one of the reasons that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, because there are so many different solutions that people need, and they're not getting them all at one particular place. So how can I help? How can I serve? That's the question that I'm always asking myself.
What has your experience been with the Hudgens Transitional Entrepreneurship Lab?
I've only been with the lab just a few months, but they're really helping me to see that I don't have to go down this entrepreneur path just by myself. I'm so grateful for my mentor just helping me to see that I can have a thriving business. Like, we are launching this new business of Restore Hope, and it's in just a brand new capacity than what I've done before, more in counseling services. So we're looking at service models instead of the typical business models. But the lab is helping me to see that I can be equipped a lot better than I have been in the past in launching a new business. They're helping me to see that I can sustain this business as well, and that it can be a thriving business in the community, and that not just receiving from the lab, but I can position myself to help other mentees. I'm thankful for the time I've had to be able to meet other mentees, as well as us to dialogue and exchange aha moments. Like, I didn't know I needed that. I'm so glad you asked, because I need that too for my business. So just the camaraderie that we are able to have in launching our business together.
And do you want to talk about some of the obstacles that you have had an opportunity to overcome? Some of the obstacles you faced in your business.
Well, one of my biggest obstacles is just being a perfectionist, trying to wait until I dot every I, cross every T, get everything in proper shape, edit it, all of that. And it's taking a lot of time. It takes a lot of mental capacity. It takes a lot of just time for me to be able to do it. And I realize I can't do it. So that desire to get everything right the first time has been an obstacle for me. And my husband is always telling me, just stay in the mindset that you're going to be changing things, that things will always be evolving, always be changing. And you have to draw a line in the sand of what you submit now, because there are revisions. And he says, how many revisions are there to different books? So just know that you'll have a revision to whatever product you're putting out there. So I've needed that. And I've also just needed our mentor as well to come along and say, it won't be perfect. So just get out there and start speaking. Start telling people about the service that you have to offer, because people may be looking for that service, but they'll never find it if I don't speak, if I don't communicate, if I don't say something about it. And now I'm learning, instead of being in my house just trying to fine-tune everything, I at least just need to communicate. And whether it's perfect or not, and it won't be perfect, even if I have 1,000 years to perfect something, it still won't be perfect. I'll still be learning and implementing new solutions to the service that I want to have. But I just need to start and just talk and share my vision and share the hope that I have and the desire that I have to help people who need help today.
That is on point. One of my mentors says imperfect action always outweighs no action, inaction. So mentors are really important. For those who are listening, if you are a business owner, you see how, you know, even with Shalika, she's been helped by this. And sometimes you need somebody to help you get off the escalator. I worked for DLA, and they use this term for, you know, when you're writing contracts, there's always something. And one of the things that they told us was, or they showed us a video of a man, he's on the escalator, you know, on his way to work, and it stops, and he's like, well, what do I do? Like, where's the maintenance man? And you can walk up the escalator. Like, it is broken, but you can walk up the escalator. So sometimes you just have to get off the escalator.
That's good.
I know I gave you an introduction, but I want to give you an opportunity to talk about your business and what you feel like you are giving to the Hampton Roads community.
For where we are today, we desire to bring biblical counseling to local faith-based organizations, churches, parachurch organizations, schools. And my desire is really not just to do all of the counseling myself, but to equip leaders to counsel all those who they're going to interact with on a daily basis.
Why do you feel your business is necessary in the Hampton Roads community?
There are so many people that are struggling to try to figure out their life and the things that they need to be focused on. There are so many people suffering with loss, depression, and anxiety. And there are so many people, Christians and non-Christians, who are just seeking eternal answers and are coming up short. I believe that God's word has a lot to say about all these very kinds of people that can bring them hope, joy, peace, and the right perspective. I have been that person with all those questions at some point in my life, and God has helped me, and He's still helping me. I haven't arrived anywhere yet, but I trust Him with all the uncertainties of life, and I want to help people to trust God as well with all the uncertainties of life. And just think of this pandemic. Was that something that we knew about that was going to happen? Absolutely not. It's an uncertainty. And there will be many more that we need to navigate through in our life. I want to be that person who encourages, strengthens others with the same strength that I have received by believing the truth about the gospel and the hope that it brings to every believer in Christ.
Thank you. Thank you for that answer. So the Hudgens Transitional Entrepreneurship Lab gives mentees an opportunity to be paired up with mentors, which is so important. We talked about that earlier. Do you see yourself becoming a mentor one day?
I am always seeking out new information and new ways to serve others, even in the smallest measure. Like the smallest amount of information that I receive, it's my belief that it's not just for me. I am supposed to be a conduit, a pass-through of those bits of information and resources to others. So a long way to say it, but yes, I think I would love to serve as a mentor as well.
That is awesome. I mean, I think that's really important because you have another, it's like you have to, that's the only way, word of mouth is the only way to get information to the next generation.
Absolutely.
And a lot of entrepreneurs didn't, I don't know your background, but I know for me, I don't have entrepreneurs in my family. I have military and I have a lot of educators, but not many entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be really valuable for the next generation of the you know, people who their parents weren't entrepreneurs, but they want to do it. Mm-hmm. So this information does have to get down to them. So we have to keep passing it.
Absolutely. And I've had entrepreneurs in my family, like my mom and dad, they owned a real estate business, but it was more centralized just in the St. Louis area where I'm from. I think what makes it a little different when you have a mentor helping you and holding your hand through some of those rocky times is helping you with resiliency and the ability to persevere and to keep developing and building up on what you've already started. So there may be some entrepreneurs in my family, but to have thriving businesses after 1, 3, 5 years in the business, I don't have great examples of that, but I hope maybe Restore Hope would turn the tides on what I've seen before, and I could set a better example for my son and my husband and my family as well to have a thriving business that can go beyond just an initial thought.
That's awesome. So where is Restore Hope in Hampton Roads?
Restore Hope is located in the Hampton area, and a way that we have sought to serve our clients better is to go to their facility. So we provide on-site training at the customer's facility or the client's facility.
Shalika, is your business more of a side hustle, or is it something that you want to do full-time? And I ask this because with the Hudgens Transitional Entrepreneurship Lab, you know, we have entrepreneurs that are part-time, that are side hustling, mm-hmm. that are transitioning into full-time. Where are you, I guess, with the entrepreneurship journey?
I believe I have transitioned beyond the side hustle at this point. I have received my certification in biblical counseling and have years of counseling experience at this point. I am in it for life.
So how do you stay fired up about your business?
I think the easiest way for me to answer that question is to reflect on a passage in scripture. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. It says, "So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him, and that Him is God. Every single day, I make it my aim to please God in everything that I do. I believe one way God desires me to please Him is by making eternal impacts into the lives of people, not just temporal impacts to serve them for today, but eternal impacts to serve their souls. And this is longer-lasting service that I believe honors God most."
Who is your mentor?
Professor Jay O'Toole is my mentor, and he has just been such a great help in helping me to see that I'm not alone in business development and entrepreneurship and just in all of the resources that he's allowing to be at my disposal. I'm just so grateful that he's thinking about things before I even need them, and he's helping me to become equipped in areas that I didn't even realize I was lacking in, especially as I'm seeking to train trainers, like the experience that he has being a professor and the learning environment. I need all of that understanding as I develop curriculums and how to train people to counsel people better. So just very encouraged by his help and support there, and look forward to him helping me to launch a thriving business.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for coming today. Thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Thank you, Kia, for having me.